Well, here we are. It's the holiday season, and we've been through quite a year and a half, 2 years of things that we can't do or had to do with restrictions. We're slowly, and I do mean slowly, getting back to normal. And one of the things that people like to do around here is ski. People love the wintertime around here. And we are blessed with the mountains and with normally cold enough weather where we have lots of skiing. And that skiing that I'm talking about is at Catamount, the Catamount Mountain Resort. With us here on Robin Hood Radio, we have Dave Koulos, who's the Assistant General Manager. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So before we get into talking about skiing and this year and everything like that, over the past couple of years, Catamount really has transformed itself from just basically a ski resort where it really is the whole mountain is actually a great resort.
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress for us. The Schaefer family, owners of Berkshire East, purchased Catamount back in 2018. And, you know, have invested nearly $18 million since that time on a whole variety of new improvements. And, you know, some of them have been here for a while now, and others are coming together as we speak. But, you know, certainly nothing short of a major overhaul of Catamount. And, you know, it's really all designed to provide a four-season experience, and really the emphasis also, of course, being on our primary season, which is still winter, and the skiing and snowboarding that we provide.
Now, let's go over some of the improvements that on the skiing side that have been done at Catamount over the past 2.5-3 years.
Absolutely. You know, early on, a new lift went into our on the Massachusetts side of the resort and serving our beginner terrain. The Schaefers also were instrumental in helping to build a brand new state-of-the-art base lodge, the Catamount Lodge, which came online just before the pandemic hit. And since then, you know, they've continued to invest during the pandemic in Catamount. This year we have two new lifts going in, a quad chair and a triple chair, so that will be the second and third new lifts under Schaefer ownership, and a new snow tubing park, which is fantastic. It's a area of business that we haven't been in up to this point, so we're excited about welcoming snow tubing to Catamount. And also a huge overhaul of our food and beverage, because we know that, you know, skiing and snowboarding are awesome, a lot of fun, but people work up an appetite and they look for those you know, those fan favorites at their favorite ski areas. And so we've got a complete new set of menus, rather, in all of our new food outlets.
When you talk about putting in new lifts, I'm not a skier. I was years ago, but to me, putting in the new lifts probably to most skiers is one of the things that must ring a bell and make them smile, because the new lifts, and especially the ones you put in, give them more time on the mountain.
That's right. I mean, one of the main reasons for looking at new lifts and new, you know, new equipment in general is that we can make the experience better. And the important thing about our new lifts is that they both the triple and the quad replaced older double chairs that had been here for many decades at this point. And so being triples or quad chairs allows us to put more people on those lifts and get them to the top quicker, so you spend more time skiing and less time waiting in line.
And what's interesting about, I think, what you've done by adding the tubing, I've always thought that by adding tubing, yes, children love to get out and learn to ski, and teenagers love to get out and ski, but for people who might not be that energetic in getting out in the wintertime, this gives them a great introduction to the resort as a whole, and sooner or later it will turn those tubers, if they don't ski, probably into skiing, or else their family members. I think adding a tubing park is so essential nowadays for an area like Catamount.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, how many of us remember that, you know, when we were kids and we would go out and sled in the backyard or go tobogganing? There's a real thrill that comes with sliding down snow. And the nice thing about snow tubing is that it really doesn't require any skill. And we've taken even the walk up the hill out of the equation by putting in a conveyor lift to bring you and your tube back up to the top. So it's fun for all ages. It's something that, you know, folks can do regardless of skill level. They don't have to know how to ski or snowboard to enjoy tubing. So it's another activity that we're excited to add here at Catamount.
Now, one thing I've always known about Catamount, I deal with a lot of the schools in Region 1 that have skiing sessions up there, is that you're kind of like a golf course where there's tees for beginners, there's tees for older people, and then there's more tees for the more advanced golfer. And you have enough trails where you really do spread it out, where your trails can handle someone who's just beginning, and also trails for people who like a little more significant action.
Right. We have 43 trails in total, and it's a really good mix, everything from, you know, those beginner, first-time type of trails, just to get people's feet underneath them and have them become comfortable with skiing and snowboarding, all the way up to double black diamonds and some of the steepest terrain here in the Berkshires, you know, is available. So we really think we've got a good mix, and a lot of our terrain is naturally separated so that, you know, the advanced skiers are sort of in one part of the mountain, and while the learning crowd is on the lower part of the mountain, away from a lot of the higher speed runs of some of the advanced terrain. So it's a good mix. It spreads people out, and we think it provides families with a variety of ability levels the options that they're looking for.
If people want more information, catamountski.com is the location. And I was blown away and surprised when I went to your events calendar. You have a lot of live music coming up beginning in January.
We do. You know, we're cautiously optimistic this year that that we are able to relax a number of our COVID protocols that we had last year. And one of those things that we're excited about is the return of live music, both indoor and outdoor. We have a full lineup. Most, if not all, Saturdays will feature live music here, as well as some additional dates during holiday periods. So, you know, it's not just about the skiing and snowboarding, but really a complete experience to enjoy a wonderful day on the mountain.
Now, what's the deal with that 600-pound gorilla, which is COVID-19? What requirements do you have, and what setup do you have for people that come to the mountain?
Well, we continue to monitor local, state, and federal guidance. Fortunately, right now, most of the requirements have been relaxed. So we are, you know, anticipating a return to a more business as normal environment, obviously with some safeguards in place. We encourage, those that are unvaccinated to wear masks indoors. But some of the restrictions that we had in place last year have been relaxed. We will be planning for indoor dining this year, for example. We'll also be loading our chairlifts to full capacity. Last year we did take the step of limiting the number of people on the chairs to those who had traveled together, while as this year being outdoors and with vaccination status being much stronger right now, we have relaxed those requirements. So it's certainly something that we're keeping an eye on. We will continue to monitor and adjust as we need to.
We're speaking with Dave Coolis from who's the Assistant General Manager at Catamount. Now, you really have turned yourself into a true resort and a true attraction for the area. You have lodging at Catamount now, right?
We do. We do have a limited a number of lodging units available. They're in our base area and available for booking through catamountski.com.
It's nice when you can have a business like Catamount actually become more than just a ski area and become an attraction, because when you benefit, all the businesses around you benefit.
Absolutely. You know, we want to be good community partners, and we believe that a rising tide floats all boats, and we will continue to focus on building Catamount to be better in the future. Our work here is certainly not done. We'd love to continue to enhance and build additional attractions and features here at Catamount that we think our guests are looking for. So we want to be a partner in the community for a long time.
And when you opened, let's just take a brief look at what your hours are and what they're going to be once you're open.
Sure. When we open midweek non-holiday, we open at 9 a.m. We operate 9 to 4 for our full day of skiing. We do operate beginning at 8:30 on weekends and holidays. And once we get to the end of December, we will begin night skiing. And night skiing runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings from 3 till close, and close varies depending on the night of the week. All of the information in our operating schedule is certainly available at catamountski.com.
And once again, for you people, I can't believe that some people wouldn't know, but Catamount is located right on the border of South Egremont, Massachusetts, and Hillsdale, New York. And once again, catamountski.com is the website where you can get all the information. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, Dave, and be sure to let us know when that opening date is so we can put that on the air and also put it on our social media pages.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, and we look forward to welcoming everyone out to Catamount here very soon.